Water Balloons by Douglas J. Ebach. In the town of Normal, Pennsylvania, there's a little church at the corner of Wilson and Elm. One day this May, Summer decided to pop in early for a quick scouting expedition. By 10 a.m., local thermometers were venturing into the 80s, and Normal's television meteorologist began planning their big stories on breaking the record high for the date. The folks at the little church welcomed this unseasonable warmth. It had been a long and bitter winter, and they were happy to leave their hats and coats and scarves and mittens at home. 37-year-old Kevin Boyer even decided to wear shorts and sandals to church, much to his wife Jill's chagrin. 70-year-old Henrietta Miggins made no such concessions to the heat. She was of the school that believed you dressed for church in your Sunday best, regardless of the weather. She even had mixed feelings about the air conditioning that had been installed in 1985. Such attentions to comfort smacked of the devil's temptations to her. Henrietta clucked her tongue at Kevin's shorts and sandals, but she had come to expect such crassness from him. What brought her stew of disapproval to a roiling boil was Pastor Henry O'Donnell's decision to forgo his clerical robes in favor of a Hawaiian print shirt that morning. As for the pastor, he felt not just comfortable, but downright progressive. As he looked in the mirror that morning, he thought, "I am one cool clergyman." The early warmth had put him in a particularly cheerful mood. Even Henrietta's disapproving glare and the inevitable rant he anticipated from her at coffee hour could not dampen his spirits. The children of the church were even more delighted by the weather than the adults. Pastor O'Donnell's 15-year-old daughter Katie and her friend Tabitha had discovered a bag of balloons in the church kitchen and planned to have a water balloon fight after the service. Meanwhile, Karen Winslow decided to conduct her preschool Sunday school class, the Guppies, outside on the lawn. Kevin and Jill's daughter Mary was in the Guppies Sunday school class. She and the other kids were having such a good time playing outside that when service was over, Karen offered to continue watching them through coffee hour. Kevin and Jill happily agreed to leave Mary in Karen's care for a while longer. Mary was on a quest to capture slugs from the flower garden when she saw Katie and Tabitha filling up their water balloons from a garden hose. Mary was fascinated. It had never occurred to her to put anything besides air in the balloons. Katie and Tabitha each took two water balloons and stood back to back. They then paced off 10 steps, turned and fired, as though engaged in an 18th-century duel. Katie's first balloon hit Tabitha right in her belly, soaking her. Tabitha's balloon sailed over Katie's head, bursting harmlessly on the ground. Katie fired again, but missed. Tabitha wound up to throw her remaining balloon, and Katie took off squealing. Tabitha pursued. Mary had watched all of this, and now her eyes were fixed on a bright red sphere resting on the grass. It was Katie's second balloon. It hadn't burst when it hit the ground. Mary looked over at Karen Winslow. She was occupied with Mary's classmate Sierra, who had fallen and skinned her knee. Mary walked over to the balloon. She picked it up. It felt surprisingly heavy in her little hands. She noticed Tabitha and Katie had restocked with more balloons and were chasing each other around the yard, shouting and laughing. It looked like a lot of fun to Mary. She decided to join in. Unfortunately, Tabitha and Katie's legs were considerably longer than Mary's, and she had difficulty catching up. And the teenagers' duel was morphing into something more like guerrilla warfare as they sought out hiding places from which to launch sneak attacks. Mary eventually lost track of where they were. Where Katie was hiding behind the tool shed waiting to ambush Tabitha. She crouched, two water balloons in hand, as Tabitha stalked up the path searching for her. Pastor O'Donnell had been watching the girls' game from the steps leading to the social hall as he munched on a handful of grapes. The teenager's carefree romping warmed his heart. But he noticed that Katie had definitely gotten the better of Tabitha. Tabitha's clothes and hair were drenched, while Katie had only a single damp spot on her shoulder blade. From his vantage point, the pastor could see the impending trap Tabitha was approaching. O'Donnell tossed a grape at Tabitha to get her attention. Then he pointed toward the tool shed with a wink. Tabitha grinned. She changed directions and circled around the other side of the shed. She caught Katie off guard, soaking her with two quick direct hits to the back of the head, then dashed off the other way. O'Donnell's view of the resulting chase was blocked by Henrietta Miggins. She strode up to him and demanded to know why he had chosen to dress so offensively. It was a bad example to set for his delinquent flock. "Lighten up," O'Donnell said. "There's no rule against a pastor leading service in a Hawaiian shirt." He probably shouldn't have used the words lighten up, but he figured he was in for a lecture either way, and he was correct. Just as Henrietta was reaching the apex of her fury, one finger jabbing into the air for effect, Tabitha bolted past behind her. And at just that moment, Katie, focused only on revenge, launched one of her water balloons. Unfortunately, her aim was off and it sailed over Tabitha's head and struck a direct hit on Henrietta Miggins' backside. Katie and Tabitha pulled up short. Henrietta's mouth opened and closed as though she had suddenly lost the ability to speak. Her finger remained in the air without apparent purpose. O'Donnell began to laugh. He couldn't help himself. Henrietta looked ridiculous. She regained her senses and fixed him with an icy glare. It only made him laugh harder. She shoved him aside and stalked into the social hall. O'Donnell stumbled to the ground, rolled onto his back, and continued laughing as tears ran down his cheeks. 10 minutes later, Henrietta emerged from the bathroom where she had done her best to dry her dress with paper towels. As she was heading back toward the social hall, planning the withering speech she would deliver to the pastor, she noticed little 4-year-old Mary walking down the hall with her water balloon and peeking into various rooms in search of Katie and Tabitha. "Little girl," Henrietta said, "what do you have there?" Meanwhile, outside, Pastor O'Donnell had regained his composure. As much as he enjoyed seeing Henrietta become collateral damage in the water balloon fight, he knew he had to do the responsible thing. He summoned Katie and Tabitha to him for a stern reprimand, then told them to find some other way to enjoy the day's warmth. As they sulked away from him, a red orb flew out of an open window behind him. It hit O'Donnell square on the top of the head and burst, spilling water down over his face and drenching his Hawaiian shirt. Now it was O'Donnell's turn to gape in shock. He dashed into the social hall to find the culprit, but the room was empty. Everyone was outside enjoying the weather, and the balloon assassin had made a clean getaway. Out on the lawn, Karen finally located Mary and scolded her for leaving Karen's sight. Mary took it with aplomb. She received such scoldings several times a day. She just wished she had another water balloon. Meanwhile, Henrietta Miggins joined her friends Celia and Betsy. Betsy raised an eyebrow and asked, "Did you throw that water balloon at Pastor O'Donnell?" "Do you really think me capable of something so childish?" Henrietta snapped. But she said it with a sly smile that suggested maybe there was indeed a bit of child left in Henrietta. Neither Betsy nor Celia pursued the matter further. Coffee hour was winding down. After all, several of the church members needed to go home and change out of their wet clothes.